Live radio is so great, and today is National College Radio Day, so that's it's part of the fun,
yay.
You know. Yay! That's yay for us. One of the best college radio stations right here in this area, and again, Kansas City 6 is set up in our performance studio right next to Studio A, where Joanne and I are located right now. And I just want to say that the Kansas City 6 is the latest incarnation of R.J. Spangler's great variety of blues and funk and rock and pioneers of rock and roll bands that he's had over the years. And we're going to talk to him about his concept behind the Kansas City 6 and these people. I'll just mention that the vocals are by Dan Devins, guitar Alicia Marie, string bass Gwen McPhee, trumpet James O'Donnell, tenor sax Ella Campbell, and drums and band leader R.J. Spangler himself. R.J. is also the current president of the Detroit Blues Society.
Yes, he is.
So that's extremely exciting right there to have the president in the studio. It's really very special. So can R.J. hear me now? Can he hear me? He's nodding his head. So yes, we're going to turn the mixer on so we can...
Go to negative 20.
Negative 20, gotcha. Okay. And RJ, I just gave you an introduction and said that you're one of the biggest recording producers, blues, rock and roll, funk, Alberta Adams, not rock, jazz. I forgot jazz. Okay,
yeah.
As well as the current president of Detroit Blues Society. So, and I've just introduced your band members.
I heard that. Yes.
Okay, we got that in. I'd be interested in hearing about. How did the concept come together for the Kansas City 6? Because this is one of your newest group, I think.
Yeah, it is. Well, Dan, our vocalist, Daniel Devins, has been a friend of mine for many, many years now at this point. I know 30 or so. And we talked about this quite a while ago. This is kind of an interesting thing that I like. Part of jazz and blues where it kind of merges together. You know, people say to me, some of my friends, they like jazz. Some of my friends like blues. Some of my friends like both. And I say to those who like one but not the other, I say, to me, they're all just branches off the same tree. Because I grew up listening to jazz and blues. I was in high school listening to Muddy Waters and John Coltrane, you know, on the same day.
Sure.
And it's how I live my life. So this is a part of that tree that people don't talk about very much. You know, no one talks about Kansas City, but it was one of the great epicenters of jazz and blues. And it was bluesy jazz is really the thing. Yes.
Robert Altman did a movie called Kansas City, and that was about the only time in the media that there was any significant attention. Of course, it was a slightly fictionalized version of 1930s primarily,
It was kind of like the movie that Francis Ford Coppola did on the Cotton Club. You know, it was a fictionalized kind of a same era kind of a period piece. With a fair amount of license taken, but the gist and the soundtrack to that movie, to that Kansas City movie by Altman, is fantastic. With Detroit's own James Carter playing a whole lot of tenor sax on it, and also Jerry Allen, who's another great Detroiter, is playing piano. She plays kind of the part of Mary Lou Williams, and so there's a lot of great singers that came out of the American Southwest. A lot of people came from America and went to Kansas City to try and make a name for themselves because. During that period of time when you couldn't drink legally and then all of a sudden, you know, big depression, there wasn't that going on in so much in Kansas City. Vice was rampant. The political powers that be promoted vice. That way, there was plenty of work for musicians. That's what they were thinking of. They just wanted the money they made from the vice, of course, you know. So kind of like the byproduct of vice was jazz and blues. So guys like Count Basie came in from, he was stranded there. He was with the Gonzo White Show, and he was stranded in Kansas City. And, he really never left as far as, musically speaking. You know, that was where he made his name, and really we associate him with that. So we'll do some tunes today by Jimmy Rushing, who sang with the Count Basie Band. We'll play, our first tune we're going to start is by a guy named Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, who's from out that way, and so forth. And territory bands, you know, I don't know if you know that term or your listeners know that term, but territory bands were 9 to 12-piece bands that played throughout Oklahoma, Omaha, Texas. Of course, a lot of them came out of Kansas City, and they would tour regionally in that area. Some they would make it as far as maybe the Twin Cities, sometimes in New York.
Well, it sounds a great tribute to that era, and certainly all of you are going to put a very unique spin on it, too, I'm sure.
Well, we put a Detroit thing on it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, let's hear the first song, and we'll have more talk in between.
Yeah, we're going to, our opening salvo, as we like to say, is a tune by Eddie Cleanhead Vincent called Kidney Stew. Eddie was a great alto man and a singer and songwriter. He wrote a tune called Four that was a pretty good hit for Miles Davis. John Coltrane played in his band, but he was a blues man.
I don't remember the name.
Kidney Stew Blues, R.J. Spangler's Kansas City 6, everybody. Wow, that was steamy. tell me, R.J., if you can hear me clearly now.
Sure.
Oh, boy, that's great.
I know, it seems quite...
We're right on top of it here.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you got this particular group of artists together. You're great at forming bands and groups from all the talent here in Detroit. And, you know, even a couple of your band members are new to Joanne, or pretty new anyway. So tell us about how you got everybody together.
Geez, you know.
You don't remember.
I've known Dan, the singer, for a long, long time.
Okay.
And, of course, James O'Donnell I've known since I was I was 20 years old and he was 16 when we started playing in a band together. Mm. So, yeah, he's my kind of my lifelong musical compadre and brother. Now, the other folks are, as you can probably tell, if you can see people here, considerably younger than I am. Alicia is going to turn 20 in another week.
That's your guitar player, Alicia guitar Marie. Player. Mm-hmm.
And Ella is probably just about 3 years older than that. And Gwen is somewhere in the middle of those two ladies, I would guess. And Alicia is a very fine guitar player that I met through, I think, Dan, and also Stuart Tucker. And they're you know, Stuart's a drummer in a band with Dan for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Turned me on to her, and I said, oh, yeah. I came out and saw her play at a little coffee house in Hamtramck. I said, yeah, we have to call her for some work. We'll have to do something together. And I met Ella through Ralph, I believe. Ralph Tope, my guitar player, my organ trio. They were bebop Spartans, I call them. Mm. They were up at MSU together, where she has a degree she matriculated from. A very fine school led by the professor Rodney Whitaker, who's an old friend of James and mine. And Ella, this is her last performance with us. Her swan song is today because she's moving to New Orleans.
Oh,
I don't know if I should have announced that. And I'm sorry, I should have asked you that. I'm sorry. Anyway, she subbed with the Planet D a number of times, and I like being around her. She's a fine musician, and she's a fascinating person off stage. She's a very dry wit, a quick wit, I should say. We took her on a road trip this last spring where we went and played in Chicago and Indiana. And it was her in a band with nine other men, and she holds her own quite well verbally. Mm. We're of course nice people. We're not mean right. or anything, but yeah, she can certainly. She's I've been trying to say is she's funny, and she's a fine musician. So I like being around Ella. I like having her on the stage. Well, she brings a lot to it.
You're like a master.
I'm sorry.
You're like a master casting director, like in film terms.
You learn over the years. Put together a band with people you want to be around.
Okay, that's a first priority.
I'm still hanging with Dan and James. You know, I have lots of friends in the music business, but sometimes we're better off just hanging out at each other's gigs mm-hmm. than we are playing on the bandstand together. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, these are all people I like to be around. Gwen, she was gone all summer long teaching over at a music camp in the west side of the state, and so she's just coming back with us today. We wrangled her in, and she's helping us out, but... Gwen has played my little blues band for the last year or so. I would say, how long, a year or so in the RJ's gang?
Yeah, for sure.
Two summers we did, some gigs. And I met her. I saw Gwen, I think, for the first time at a jam session at the Cajun Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I better get her number because, you know, swinging bass player. You need swinging bass players, and she's a swinging bass player. So here we are.
Well, I'd love to hear another tune now.
We're going to do a tune by Big Joe Turner. And this is a pretty good hit for him in the 50s, and it's called Love Roller Coaster. Dan?
Ride on the love roller coaster. My daughter's doing a look-a-look. I turn into a coward at 1,000 miles an hour. Ooh, wee. Whoa. I got a fever. I'm out of 110. My head is spinning around like a top, up and down all around over you. Bip bop, don't stop, just like it's on the 4th of July. Bim bam, thank you, man. You really got me reeling, I did. Roller coaster, I ain't never coming down to earth. I'm gonna stay up high, long as I'm up here with you. We'll be right back. them band. Thank you, man. You really got me reeling, I tell you. Right on the roller coaster. I ain't never coming down here. I'm gonna stay up high. I guess I'm up with you.
Bravo. Great job. Oh. Really, really sounds good. We've been listening this afternoon to, this is the second song from R.J. Spangler's Kansas City 6 here on WHFR, the station making waves. Where else can you hear this brand new Detroit City band that R.J. Spangler has put together? Well, we're going to talk about that with R.J., besides WHFR, which is kind of their, I guess, their premier broadcast, right?
Correct.
Okay, on National College Radio Day, too. Is this ever special?
Yes.
But a big performance next week live at our Henry Ford College competition, Wayne County Community College.
Correct, the Taylor branch at the Heinz Prechter Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of a series on arts info entertainment events that they present at their campuses. On the 16th, they're going to have Michael Hauser will give a talk about the historic movie palaces of Detroit at the University Center in Harper Woods. And on the 30th, the authors of Canvas Detroit will discuss street art in the communities at the Downriver campus.
Well, they got stuff going on, too. I should mention, and you probably know this, but Don McGee, our Detroit Blues Society photographer and former president, he's got his first professional photographic gallery display in our Sisson Gallery on campus here.
Right here on
this campus in another building in the Fine Arts Center.
He's a dear man. I love Don McGee.
Yeah, and they had the reception last night, and it's going to start regular hours over there Monday through Thursday, at least next Monday for about a month. So we talked to him here on the air last week, and of course Don McGee, if there's any blues events, although he's not here today, but he's taking pictures basically. He's our photo guy.
And Johnny on the spot.
That's right.
So we're playing next Thursday, October 9th at 7 p.m., and it's for free, and that's really the important thing I wanted to say.
That's a great price.
Free concert, yes, and let me think, is there anything, it's at 21,000 North Line Road in Taylor.
Yeah, their so-called Downriver campus of WC3,
right.
And as he said, the Max Prechter Cultural...
No, Heinz.
Heinz Prechter, excuse me, the Cultural Arts Center down there, yeah.
I actually knew
where
did
Heinz Max
Prechter
from. Yes.
I did.
Yes. Well, he was a big auto. Didn't he come with the sunroofs or something? Or?
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Great businessman and a community figure in the Downriver area, certainly.
Right.
Well, the Kansas City 6, sort of a special tribute to that era and as you said, sort of the regional groups that had this really special combination historically of blues and jazz.
Mixed together, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't big jazz bands, and they weren't little blues bands, and they had this special jazziness. You said that the vocalist always played a major part, too.
Sure,
right?
they love singers. Well, everybody loves singers.
Well, of course.
The best bands have singers, you know, unless you're, like, you know, virtuoso like Coltrane or something like that. You know, there's only so many people that hold your attention. I always tell musicians, my young friends, you want to play some gigs, make a living playing, learn how to back up a singer.
Well, it's sounding really great so far, and hope you can still do a tune or two more for us.
Oh,
here.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Well, all right. R.J. Spangler and the Kansas City 6. Tell us the title and the artist, because it's our BMI Copyright Reporting Day, and we like to give credit where credit's due.
Right, right. A National College Radio Day,
absolutely,
too.
Absolutely,
right? Yeah. This is a tune. I Left My Baby. And it's actually in that, you're talking about that Kansas City movie with Robert Altman. This is a featured number in that one. And it's the tune that Jimmy Rushing, the great singer of the Count Basie Band, sang this tune.
It's a
wonderful slow blues. They called him Mr. 5x5, and he was one of the greats of all time. So, Dan, I'm going to put this down in the alley.
Way down here.
WHFR, Dearborn.
I left my baby standing in the back door crying. Well, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, son, you got a home as long as I got mine. Leave you, baby. Count the days I'm gone. Well, there ain't no love, there ain't no getting along. Thank you. Standing in the back door crying. Yes, I left my baby standing in the back door crying. She said, son, you got a home. As long as I got mine, when I leave you, baby, count the days I'm gone. When I leave you, baby, count the days.
Fantastic job. Whoa, this is historic. This is R.J. Spangler in the Kansas City Six, the first on-air performance. We're so honored here at WHFR.FM, the station making waves, to have them here. My name is Jay Koronick, Joanne's producer, and just for technical reasons, she's right here. She does exist.
I'm right here.
Hey, Joanne.
I'm digging it.
Hi,
all.
Joanne.
Okay. So we're on top of this, both of us. Yes, she's there, right? Wave. Okay, we can see them through the window into the studio. Any recording possibilities after you do all the live performances with this group?
I
certainly hope so.
Them in, you know.
If you go to
rjspangler.com, you'll see I have about 70 CDs that I've, you know, been involved with over the 35 years I've been in the business.
Is that all?
You know. Yeah, it's a mere 70. I know. I hope to become prolific.
Mm-hmm. It is difficult to keep those CDs out there. I mean, the physical copies now, you're probably tempted to
Digital.
Go digital a lot.
Well, you can buy most of my recordings, my recent ones in the last 5 or 10 years. There, you can buy them digitally, and you can buy, you know, I'm an old guy. I like records. I like making, you know, vinyl. This fall I'm going to make a little 45 with one of my groups.
Oh boy, 45. Let's
yeah,
get yeah.
I've made a number of them over the years, and you know, they know me over at Archer Pressing.
We're doing our WHFR annual 7th annual record show on October 18th. I get a plug in for that here.
Good.
And maybe we'll find some classic blues we can grab onto. The recording thing is on vinyl is getting more popular all the time. It's a niche thing, you know. Not everybody knows about vinyl and the warmth and the excitement.
Have facilities to play?
Absolutely. Yeah, we got 2 turntables here. We just hide them so they don't get dust on them. But absolutely. In fact, I think something like 40%. I understand 40% of our shows each week actually use vinyl. Not all the time, but
nice.
Some of the time.
Nice.
So
nice.
I'm always putting in new cartridges and
yeah, that's
and
good.
So on. And
that's beautiful.
Who knows what a cartridge is these days? But nonetheless, it's something we have to keep alive. Most of the music that was recorded on vinyl over the from the beginning is not available digitally. I mean, some of it was lost forever, but you know,
but more and more.
Yeah. So,
you go to iTunes, it's an amazing how many old records you can find there.
Right.
Amazing.
And they do get translated pretty well into from analog to digital, but it's something to, you know, rather than nothing.
Like you said, the warmth. There's a certain warmth that comes with the analog sound, man.
Well, how long have you been rehearsing your group here? I mean, have
not
you
that
had
long? We had our first gig last spring, right?
Yeah.
So it's
wow.
A fairly recent group.
What a together sound! Of course, you only work with the best, I know. And
well,
because you're one of the best.
You know, they're dragging me along with them.
Exactly.
Fine musicians and wonderful souls. And, you know, I was talking earlier about the age difference here and with James and I and the guys and the girls. And, you know, that's an important thing from my tradition because when I was a kid, not a kid to me is anybody in their 20s, you know, let's just admit that, or your 30s at this point for me. When I was a kid, my uncle was a very fine jazz drummer and broadcaster in Detroit here, Bud Spangler, who he just died this year.
I remember hearing.
When I was a young fella, he was in a band called The Tribe with Marcus Belgrave, Wendell Harrison, Phil Ranlin, who was just in town over the week, previous week, and Harold McKinney, you know. Those were like jazz heavyweights, you know, and so I kind of grew up around that, and those guys were like my musical uncles, you know, and other guys too, like Lyman Woodard and Ron English. They've always been very kind to me, you know, and they always made me feel like I was part of this, you know, and I did a number of gigs over the years with Harold McKinney and Ken Cox and guys from that older generation. I've played with Bob Seeley too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been on the show many
all
times.
Those guys, Roy Brooks was one of my mentors, you know, great drummer or drumist as he called himself, and they inspired me. All those guys, you know, and so you know, I'd like to, I as you can see, I've collected a lot of information over the years. You know, my uncle being a broadcaster and a drummer, it was kind of our bent, you know, like some people. Like jazz, but that means that they just like one aspect of jazz. But my uncle kind of imparted to me that we were knowledgeable about and care about and are interested in all of it, you know, from the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, on up to right now. So I it's always been kind of my bent. So I'm always passing on information and trying to give performance opportunities to younger musicians. So now there's guys who are in their 40s who I was hiring when they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, Chris Kodish, people like that, great top players in town. I was giving them opportunities when I was a kid, you know, when they were kids, I should say. And now they're grown men who are and women that are they're leaders in the community at this point.
Say, yeah,
and so
absolutely.
I'm proud of my track record at that. And
well, we
these
all
guys
are.
Stand in the line of a lot of great musicians came before them in my groups, you know. Yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to many more performances, not only by you, but all the variety of your music groups, and especially the Kansas City Six here today. What fantastic songs we've heard. Maybe just one more, please.
Sure,
please.
Yeah.
And we'll go on.
Yeah, here's a tune that we like to do called Do You Dig My Jive? And it's by a guy named Sammy Price. Sammy came from Texas to Kansas City. He was definitely a part of the Kansas City scene. And this is what we call kind of a novelty tune, sort of in the vein of a Louis Jordan, kind of a fun little, you know, rhythm and blues. You get people in the audience know what rhythm and blues is. They think about Beyonce, but rhythm and blues actually means they do.
Yeah,
they do.
I know. Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with Beyonce. She's a heck of an entertainer, in my book.
Yeah,
I'm not disparaging.
But there's more than that. Yeah,
rhythm and blues means rhythm, like rhythm changes, like you know, George and I were Gershwin. I got rhythm and blues, meaning 12-bar blues, and that's what rhythm and blues came from. So this is the 32-bar. Kind of aspect of rhythm and blues. So here we go with Do You Dig My Jive?
Ain't nothing new about jive, believe it or not. I know when jive started, the time and the spot. Way back yonder, in that year 1-1, you can bet your sweet life, that's when jive begun. Do you dig my jive? Do you dig my jive? I bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my jive? Now when jive first started, there wasn't a hep cat born. When Adam cried to Eve one early dawn, and Noah jived all the animals into that old ark. in the dark. Do you dig my jive? Do you dig my jive? I bet my money from 1 to 5. Do you dig my
Bravo! Whoa! Fantastic. We've just heard four songs by R.J. Spangler's Kansas City Six here on WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And I want to remind people, certainly, about the free performance next Thursday night at the Downriver campus, Wayne County Community College of the Kansas City Six.
Oh, and dig it. Dan, you wanted to say something here?
Yeah. Next Friday at Starkweather Arts Center out in Romeo,
his mic.
Alicia's going to be doing a solo show out there at 7 o'clock.
Okay. Alicia's going to be out there doing a solo at 7 o'clock. And which day?
Next Friday, October 10th.
Next Friday, October 10th.
At Starkweather Arts Center in Romeo, Michigan.
Oh, Starkweather Arts Center in Romeo, Michigan. Great. Any other upcoming?
No, if you want to know where we're at down the road, just go to rjspangler.com and all the dates are there. I want to thank Gwen McPhee and Ella Campbell and James O'Donnell and Alicia Vincheck and of course my pal Dan Devins and George and all the Ben. Thank you for having us here. We had a very fun.
Well, you're very welcome. Yes, we went through all the names just now, but Joanne's going to give the final wrap-up. Thanks so much, Kansas City 6. Yeah. Thanks, RJ.
RJ, thank you so much for being here live on Highway 61. And I just want to mention again everybody in the band, because they were all so fabulous, besides RJ Spangler himself on drums and being the band leader. We had Dan Devins on vocals, Alicia Marie on guitar, Gwen McPhee on string bass, James O'Donnell on trumpet, Ella Campbell on tenor sax, and that made up the Kansas City 6, and we are so happy that you came and played live on Highway 61.